With the holidays upon us, there are many different ways to celebrate and observe the special days ahead. This is Lisa Berry, and once again, the annual Evening of Sacred Song is taking place December 1st in Ann Arbor. It's actually the 23rd annual concert. So here to tell us more about it is Lisa Bechert and Aaron Smith Douglas, members of the Poor People's Campaign of Washtenaw County, which is the beneficiary of this year's concert. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me about the annual Evening of Sacred Song. What's that about?
Yes. Well, it was founded quite a few years ago, originally as a benefit for activist Elise Bryant, who founded Common Ground Theater. And she was going to Africa. And we formed it as a fundraiser for Elise. But then every year we did it in order to provide a multicultural alternative to Christmas concerts. So we offer sacred music from many different traditions. And when I say we, I used to sing with Sacred Song years ago, and I still feel a lot of love for the group.
Who participates? How many members are there?
There's about a dozen members, and there are people from multicultural groups, Jewish people, people of color, dance people, people involved with the peace movement. And there are some professional musicians and also amateur musicians that take part.
Lisa, you sang before, and I've heard it described as an empowering experience.
Absolutely. Many years, there are numbers where people will sing along, the entire concert, the entire audience will sing along with the musicians. And the Poor People's Campaign includes a lot of really energizing, exciting music. And so we're discussing whether or not during Sacred Song, the Poor People's Campaign could lead a few pieces of music. So, and then the whole audience will get to also sing along.
Is there a music organizer or a choir director who's doing that?
Yeah, the artistic director is Yara Halstead, who's a well-known musician from the area. And the musical director is Brian Buckner.
Are there instruments that are a part of it as well?
Yeah, there's a band, a full band. Now, back in the day when I sang with them, it was mostly a cappella, and now apparently there's a full band. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they're doing these days.
And who is invited?
Oh, everyone is invited. It will be a benefit for the Poor People's Campaign.
Aaron Smith Douglas of the Poor People's Campaign, how will this help?
Part of it is the fact that people feel like they have an alternative, and it's speaking deeply to a moral sense, which many of us are absolutely stunned and shocked with so many of the things that have come about in recent days and months. And we need to look at it as a whole, as an entire country made up of every person of every color, of every whatever. And so by giving the funds to continue to spread the movement, by the awareness. Last year, my understanding was there was between 350 and 400 people at this concert. And we're looking for the same thing at the UU Church in Ann Arbor this year. It's open to families as well as elders. The venue's completely accessible.
When you have the concert, though, you're not raising money to buy soap and a sleeping bag. You're raising money to make a big impact on society, it sounds like.
Our goal is to get more people involved. And so our goal is outreach. And so we'll be outreaching at the concert as well as through our conference on a local moral narrative in January. So we're seeking to get more people involved. And, of course, much of the leadership of the Poor People's Campaign is people who are the most affected. They are people who are poor, who are people of color. We're looking to call our entire society to more care for our neighbor.
It is the 23rd annual Evening of Sacred Song Concert coming up December 1st. Where again in Ann Arbor will it be held?
At the Ann Arbor Unitarian Universalist Church.
We'll put the links and the information on our webpage, WEMU.org. And Lisa Bechert and Aaron Smith Douglas of the Poor People's Campaign of Washtenaw County, thank you so much for sharing this information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Having us.